On this episode, Patrick celebrates his book release. Woo! But seriously, go buy his book.
Yo, welcome to what I would tell my 22-year-old self. This is famed published author Patrick Kling.
And this is Adam Rotella.
Critically acclaimed NWA personality.
That's me. So, Patrick, again, we didn't write each other back and forth about what the topic is going to be. I kind of like going in blind with you sometimes. Why don't you tell us what your night was like last night? It looked like a busy, busy day for you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm in a whirlwind where I don't even have time to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I still haven't had anything to eat this morning. Patrick writes me a text. You know, doing podcasts at different sides of the country really gets in the way sometimes. But yeah. But how was your – I think you did a book release party last night, didn't you?
Yeah, man. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. We started off wanting to plan this a while back, basically getting a friendly audience, a bunch of friends, family, fools to show up. And we took a bunch of pre-orders for the book, about 66 copies, right?
And wow, that's great.
Yeah, really great. And we placed the order with our publisher, and we say, hey, can we get that tracking number? And we don't hear from him. And we had built in all sorts of fuck-up time, delivery time, and you can kind of see where this is going.
I can.
So
I'm glad I'm glad I opened a beer before I even ate anything today.
Yeah. I'm gonna pardon my noise for 1 second. Okay. Starting the microwave. So basically, Adam. Are the 66 copies of the book Stories from the Magic Kingdom now available on Amazon.com for Kindle and as a paperback? Is somewhere in a swamp of Florida on a truck. And I don't know what to do. I don't know where to get it. I don't know how to. So it's a whole mess. But the show.
Now, were these books that you planned to give to your fans last night?
Yeah, people paid for them.
People gave their hard-earned money expecting gratification last night.
Yeah, and we did not deliver. We delivered on the fun, but we did not deliver on actually having the book handy.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that was a big fuck up, or it's just c'est la vie?
Yeah, no. we're gonna go ahead and fish this out of the swamp. And we're gonna have to like hand deliver it to people.
To 66 people, I love it.
Or what? Yeah, we might just have another party.
Hey, now we're cooking.
But hey, this is party number two. Speaking of party,
should there be one more party? Let's take it to the polls.
Yeah. So hey, I'm gonna go ahead and pour myself a cocktail. I'm more of a cocktail
man. Go ahead, my friend.
So,
know, all of us are multitasking right now. I actually just got done making a 10 pounds of podcast, which I am currently fiddling around on the computer to upload it right now as well. So do what you need to do, my friend. We are triple tasking.
This is great for the fans. So no, it was a great night.
I'm sure it is.
So what happened is we actually had a pretty good setup where we had a framed. Two framed pictures of the book cover, right? Like two framed book cover. Mm-hmm. And then so that people could sign them and kind of write little notes on them, like good luck or congratulations and all that crap. We also, instead of having the book, we had little postcards with the book cover on it that we signed and mm-hmm. gave to people, which was nice, right? And then, so it was just fun. Everyone, drinks were flowing. It was at Howl at the Moon. The first party was at Howl at the Moon. Lots of drinks were flowing. And
how are you feeling this morning?
I went to CrossFit 10 a.m.
Damn. You got to love this guy, folks. You got to love this guy.
I honestly.
Holy shit.
I honestly. By the way, for if you'd like to see me go to CrossFit every single morning, you can follow me on Instagram at IPATSK. That's my main jam. Is on the way to CrossFit. That's when I post. Adam, I had many drinks. The drinks just keep flowing at Howl at the Moon. They're great. I love them. And I have this card that gets me 50% off alcohol. So you can imagine.
Wow.
You can imagine. I'm buying shots for everybody. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, got my bill. Yeah. It's like $50 for a shit ton of drinks. I mean, it was literally, she basically like took a scroll out and it unfurled. And that was my,
So, what I was greeted with last night from Patrick, which is something that Patrick consistently does when he goes to piano bars. If you guys haven't checked out our episode, Rock Bottom Cabin,
yes,
make sure you check that one out. I think one of the top three that we've done so far.
Yes.
And in that episode, we talk about how I have a rock bottom song. So not only does Patrick send me Benny and the Jets from last night, he also sends me a very artistic shot of it as well. A slow pan into the piano players. I am reminded of my lowest point in my life on at least a bi-weekly basis from Patrick.
Yeah, it's all up.
Absolutely. I absolutely love it too. Why don't you tell us how in the world you were able to get a 50% off discount card from Howl at the Moon? And why don't you tell people what Howl at the Moon is?
Yeah, Howl at the Moon is they're basically a chain of piano bars. Mm-hmm. If you live in a major city or even a small city, they most likely have a Howl at the Moon, right? And
yeah,
ours just they market heavily. Like even this party we had, since we were bringing a bunch of people in, everyone got two free drinks. So they really are all about, like, I don't want to say gorilla, but they're just about giving it away. But hey, you know, we come in and then the drinks flow, so they're happy with it. You know, they like to fill, they mm-hmm. want to fill the bar. So with the hip card, if you're proved that you are a tipped out person, like a server, or you have another membership to another card that I do for being in the hospitality industry, you get this card that gives you 50% off alcohol.
Oh, sure. So it's like an industry night every night.
Yeah. And the thing is like that you can keep it as long as you want, as long as you're tipping out appropriately. Like me, I tagged on a ton of tip money. I basically just gave her all the 50% in tips because she was, you know, and I was asking her, like, hey, are people, the server was going around, like, are people taking care of you? Like, are they tipping even though they have these free coupons? And she's like, yeah, you guys are a great group. Everyone's been really great about that. And everyone's, you know, doing it. And then I was like, okay, well, great. Well, I'll make sure to give you more too. So.
Yeah, let me piggyback off on that. As a guy that lives off of tip money, that lives in the industry right now, and that has done it, you know, 12 years ago in the past.
Yeah.
When Haley and I go out to eat or we go out to a bar, we are constantly, you know, we go to places where people know us so we get hooked up, but we also get hooked up because we take care of people.
Yeah.
So if you guys are going out, God damn, please tip your waitress, tip your bar, try the veal.
Yeah, you know, and our friend, mutual friend Casey Collins, he's a regular at a place called Ibar in downtown Orlando. You'd love this place. It's basically a hipster club. They have 80s night every night of the week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll be taking you there when you come out here. And he has a bartender that he just, as soon as he walks into the club, the bartender prepares his drink order. He didn't to ask. He goes in the sides. He gets, you know, he'll be peering over from a three thick layers of people, and he'll just give him the old one, like the wave, and he'll get his drinks handed to him.
Love it.
So yeah, that's just good karma. That's what you want to do in life. That's the way I live my life.
Absolutely, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a bar where everyone knows your name, and you can save some money also
in the long run, right? It's like
absolutely
frequent, you know, Flyers Club.
Absolutely,
but for alcoholics.
Nothing wrong with that.
So the night was great. We distributed all the stuff. Everyone signed everything. And next thing I know, like, we started at 7. Next thing I know, it's 11:30. And Casey, same guy, he's kind of coalescing. He's like, hey, lots of people are talking. They're interested in dancing. And he was saying that. And basically, it was just him. He was just trying to make it a thing. And, you know,
always
twist my arm.
Always good when you're trying to make it a thing to say people are saying.
Yeah, hey, people are saying. Yeah, they're like, people are saying. And
that's the old Donald Trump approach.
Yeah.
Some people say.
I don't say it, but some people say this.
That's right. Heard this. That's right. Yeah, many people say.
So we went to Universal City Walk, where they have dance clubs, and just danced and kept drinking. But you know what's funny is, The bar tab started to triple in the amount that they cost once we went to Universal.
So yeah,
that was why you got to do pregame, and then my drink buying came down very, very quickly on how much I was buying people at that point.
No, good for you. How much were the drinks at the dance club?
Oh, I mean, they're anywhere from like 10 or 11, 12. I really
isn't that crazy. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, if you're opening up a club, let's chill it. Let's cool it down a little bit, folks. I mean, I'm obviously going there to drink. I'm obviously going there to have a good time. You're going to get my money. Be patient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude, because I mean, I honestly will leave a place if I have to spend like. Okay, so Haley and I went to the Cosmo when we first moved out here.
Yeah,
it's beautiful property, beautiful casino. Beautiful people. Good Lord. That's even more important. But a Corona cost us $9. And I said, fuck this. We're never coming back again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess they're not really advertising for me, are they?
Hey, you know what? For honestly, though, the funny thing is I was in Vegas, right? And you know, I was doing pretty well when I was out there winning. You know, I was winning decently. And we went to that Cosmo bar, the Chandelier bar.
Mm-hmm,
and Tia sits down and she's, you know, you open the menu and they're $18 drinks. And she's like, Patrick, want a drink? You're winning. And I'm like, not paying out, not buying that kind of a thing.
Not winning that much.
I don't think I could ever be that wealthy to the point where I would not want to pay $18 for a drink at a Chandelier bar. Look, if I'm watching Britney Spears front row, sure, I'll pay $25 for a drink. But if I'm just at a Chandelier bar and like, I don't need a fruity cocktail. First off, I'm a man. I know what I want. I want a dirty martini with vodka. That's my drink.
Yeah.
I don't need a whole mixology concoction with this and herbs and spices. Like, I know what I want to drink. I don't know. Am I sounding like an old grumpy man here?
No, absolutely not. I actually, last summer, Haley and I went up to Seattle to watch NXT live, which is a wrestling promotion. Uh-huh. So we traveled to watch them live, and we met up with a few of our friends up there that we used to live in the big giant glass building with. And we went to this place, this rum bar. I think it's called Rumba, something like that. It's some kind of tiki thing. And three guys and Haley are sitting at the table. And, you know, we're looking at this menu like, I don't even know what this stuff is. And the waitress comes up. Now, let's keep in mind, we're in Seattle, very liberal, very out there place, especially on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And all the guys are like, you know, I don't know. We're looking for some kind of manly drink. And the waitress, she has hair underneath her arms, doesn't shave her legs, doesn't shave her arms. She looks at us and says, drinks don't have gender. And
Jesus, God.
Yeah, that was about, if you could put words to my eye roll, that was about it right there, man. So, dude, like we probably got up and left that bar.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like every... there are stereotypes that we all exist in and we all agree to and we all understand. And there are people out there who are trying to make it sound like there aren't any differences between men and women. And the fact is, the fact that there are people who do transition just proves that there are differences between men and women that they are trying to be a part of. So, or they identify with, which is great. I don't care. You, and I know you, you're very supportive of the tranny community. But I don't
yeah, I'm so supportive. I suck their cocks.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't need a. That's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But what I don't need is a. I don't need a social liberal studies lesson while I'm trying to order a drink.
Yeah, dude, I'm so with you. I think that that attitude is something that turns me off so much to any kind of content, whether it be a Twitter account, whether it be a person. I just don't want that stuff in my head.
Yeah.
But to go back to the drinking prices, man, I think that you and I are just so used to, you know, grabbing a case of beer and going over to somebody's house.
Yeah.
That, you know, especially out here in Vegas, man, Haley and I rarely go to those expensive places because we know the cheap places to go.
Yeah.
And if I'm in the mood to drink and put one on, I'm not going to go spend $9 for a Corona where I know a bar where I can get it for two.
Right. And, you know, and here, you know, here's the funny thing about me, though, is like I say, like, I don't want to spend that. But like if I'm there with friends or with my girlfriend, I'll buy her that drink, you know. But I just know that I don't appreciate it as much.
Yeah. I am sipping that drink for a half hour if I'm buying an $18 drink.
Well, that's the problem with me. I don't know how to nurse a drink.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I just drink it. I don't drink. Yeah. I don't drink it just to be having. I'm not drinking to just for, you know, for like a wine tasting. If I'm going to order a dirty martini, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it, and it's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm classy like that.
That's right. Well, that's I'm so classy. I chugged my martinis.
Well, that was the thing last night. You know. Okay, so it was actually pretty funny. There's a lot of fun stories here. So, you know, it's you get a free drink, right? And they give you the list, and it's like Miller Lite, Coors Light. And then all the well drinks.
I'm actually drinking a Bud right now, my friend. I don't know what made me buy Budweiser last night, but I just felt like an American, and I bought a case of Bud.
Yeah, why not? And so the long and short of it is I'm just like, I'm staring at it, and I'm like, okay, like, I don't want – I'm like, all right, I'll get – just give me a martini. So I started off with a martini, which was not related to this coupon at all. And what happened is – I start off with that, and then I'm like, I gotta eat their heads. They had like a little appetizer bar, so I was like, okay, I gotta chase it down with some water. So I got the Miller Lite, and got another one, and then we had so many people there that we won this big like novelty punch bowl.
Yo, yeah, I've had that before. Is that like one of those? Does it come in like the buckets? The last time I went to Howl at the Moon out in City Walk Universal Studios, Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That's right, folks, Hollywood.
Yeah.
They served me an actual bucket of booze.
Yeah, that's their. Hey, we'll put it on the Instagram. I got pictures of it. We got to start on Instagram, right?
Oh, and we also have a Twitter account now, folks.
Yeah, we're really getting up in the we're starting to do things. I think I'll do the Instagram if you can handle the
Yeah, no problem. Twitter. I actually put something up the other day on Twitter that I thought was pretty funny.
Good. So where are we at? So I get that, and so I was just drinking. I was mixing and matching my drinks all over the night, especially when that big Kool-Aid thing happens, because my co-author, she doesn't really drink. She doesn't really drink at all. So they kind
of she sounds like a girl that doesn't drink when I talk to her on the podcast. And whenever I see her on the stories, she looks like a girl that doesn't drink also. Yeah. She looks very, very innocent.
Yes, she is.
And she sounds very innocent as well, which is a great thing. I see nothing wrong with innocence.
Yeah, the other day when she...
Especially if I'm going to trial. Am I right, folks?
Am I right? Yeah.
Am I right?
But she can hang, too. That's the cool part, because there was a lot of... I only have dirty friends, so...
Yes, I know that.
Lots of jokes were happening, and then she was having fun. So... what was that noise?
I'm throwing around a pencil.
Oh, great. So great night, great party. I'm get this, Adam. We are
you eating while you're talking to me? Are you eating?
Oh, we are a best-selling book.
I heard that. So now, is that how true is that?
To be an Amazon bestseller, you need to be ranked in your category, and we are a fantasy anthology, and we peaked at number 11 on the first day. Now, here's the thing: is that everybody in front of us were basically free books that were just like 99-cent Kindle or free books that you could just get up your subscription. So, fuck those guys.
Those guys sound like communists.
Yeah, that's not the way I want to live.
I'm with you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you charging for your book?
It's $14.95 on Amazon.
Oh, very, very fine. Very fine.
Yeah.
Have people given you money?
The 66 book, the 66 books we have, we pre-sold them. So,
let me do some math here.
Mm-hmm.
66 times 14.
Well, that we have
equals,
to charge $16 for that. So.
Even better. 66 times 16. Well, damn, that looks like your bar tab from last night. $1,000, 56, not bad.
Yeah, well, we don't even have the books yet, so who knows?
Oh, fuck them. Just take their money.
Yeah, exactly. great part about it is people are texting me saying, hey, I'm reading your book, loving it, and then people I don't know are, like, tagging it, and so it's,
that's crazy, man.
It's a thing. I think it's fun. I mean, Adam, you got to buy this book.
Yeah.
Don't make me buy this book for you, Adam.
Patrick, you will get my money. Don't you worry about that, my friend.
Okay.
Don't you worry. Let's go back to last night really quick, since we're getting to the end of these to this first episode, at least today. What do you think? So you're a piano bar connoisseur.
Sure.
What do you think is their least favorite song to play?
I'd say the playlist of Song You're the Piano Man.
Yeah, I'd go between Billy Joel, Piano Man, and Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
I got to be honest with you. You know what was funny last night is we were starting to repeat songs quite a bit because we'd been there for 4 hours.
And you were drinking heavily, too.
Yeah. You know, Don't Stop Believing is, like, so played out these days. We're like, it's like McDonald's.
I disagree.
Oh, I just played out, my friend.
I disagree. Is it played out? Yes. But when you're in that moment, okay, let's put it this way. When I used to travel to Vegas with everybody, what did we look forward to on the drive out the weeks prior to, what was the one thing we looked forward to the whole time?
Drinking at the piano bar is probably what we were using.
Yeah, exactly. So you put yourself in that kind of atmosphere, and Don't Stop Believing never loses its cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's the atmosphere and the type of people you're at. Like, I just feel like that and Bohemian Rhapsody 2 is getting there, where it's just so played out. Even if it's a great song, it's just like, I don't know. I think there are other songs out there, you know, that could get a little more love, you know, in the rotation, you know.
Well, that's like when I go to piano bars now, I kind of think, what would they like to play? So now I'm requesting a lot more Bruce Springsteen, a lot more stuff that, you know, Hungry Heart is something that I always ask for now, just because I want to do something. Or The piano bar in Vegas gets mad at me every time I request Short People by Randy Newman, but goddamn, you gotta love Randy Newman, folks.
Yeah, one new hit that's really great is Africa. You gotta play Africa these days.
Toto, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's an old song that's come back in vogue and has not been played out yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's had a rebirth, Adam.
Well, I don't know. I don't pay attention to the mainstream anything. So if it does have a rebirth, I'm fucking new to that.
Yeah. No, it has. It's like a meme now. Do you know what a meme is, Adam?
Yeah, I think so. That's like a picture with words under it, right?
Yeah, that's meme. I guess that's Oh, God, what do we know? We're supposed to be social media connoisseurs, Adam. We don't even know what it means.
No, no, this is fine. I mean, we're learning as we go. We don't need to know everything before we talk about it. That's like, fucking so crazy.
A meme can be like that, but it can also be just something that's, like, popular. Like it's getting internet growth. Like, I don't know. Like, it could be an intangible thing.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is the look. So, last night, we went dancing Universal. We were dancing the night away, drinking. I was mixing all my drinks, which is always a recipe that you start doing. You know what's so funny is I was like, I'm gonna take it easy tonight.
Yeah, that's how it always starts.
I even said that today. Like, woke up, I'm like, I'm not drinking today.
What do you have in your hand right now?
I have a drink. But here's the thing, Adam. So this was a 3 a.m. on the way home. We're stopping at Taco Bell kind of night. So we were.
Oh God.
So that's the hangover cure. So I wake up. I wake up at 8. I basically have 4-3 hours of sleep. I don't know. I'm a little dehydrated, a little hungover. And you know what's the best thing for a hangover is going to CrossFit.
Is that true? Because that sounds like vomit to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It was a lot of fun today. Did you see my Instagram? I was so sweaty from it.
I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah.
I was kind of busy doing wrestling stuff.
Yeah. No, you're a busy guy. So, you know, what's funny. So the Instagram story. So, our friend, Brandon K, you can follow him on, I think his Twitter handle or Instagram handle is like Brandon. Oh, I'm going to actually say it. Can you vamp for a second while I get this?
Sure. Absolutely. Hello, folks.
Okay. His Instagram handle is Brandon K All Day. He posts nonstop Instagram stories, and the ones he has like 30 a day because he just kind of talks. Yeah, I recommend if you want to see the insides of a man kind of doing his thing, check it out. It's very avant-garde. I'll say that. But me, when I get up to like maybe 10, I'm kind of like, no one's gonna check in and watch this, so I tend to kind of ease off. But.
You know, I don't think that's true, Patrick. I think the more that you do, the better it's going to be. Like, that's something that I can get better at myself. I mean, we're just trying to learn so much about this stuff so quickly that I'm happy that you can take the Instagram and I can take the Twitter because there's a lot to learn.
Yeah, there is, yeah. Yeah.
We're nearing the end here. Let's ask the question. I don't know what exact question that we're asking each other, but what would you tell your 22-year-old self about, fuck it, writing a book?
Yeah,
or writing a book / drinking all night before going to CrossFit. There we all go. Right.
Writing a book, I'll be honest with you, Adam. Like,
No, let me stop you right there, Patrick. From now on, I want you to stop saying to be honest with you, Adam, because every time stop talking. Every time someone fucking says that to me, to use a snowflake term, it triggers me because it makes me think like, have you not been telling me the truth the whole fucking time, asshole? All right, so go ahead, Patrick. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to get real with you, Adam.
There you go. That's fine.
And honest. the whole book thing, like it's been very intangible to say, hey, I wrote a book, and then to kind of really so I have that launch party moment was really great, and it became very real when I was actually signing the first book to somebody I did not know, the first one.
Wow.
I signed it, and I was like signing it, and I was like, wow, this is a physical book. I actually hold the book right in my hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, shit, I got to figure out how to spell.
Yes.
While I'm free, because I don't really write very well. My handwriting got better and better as the night went on, which is interesting because I was getting drunker.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great moment. And you know, one thing that there's an interesting thing I want to say that a lot of times people celebrate stuff that doesn't really matter. Like, honestly, a birthday is just pointless. You didn't do anything. You're just another year older, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But if you do take the time to celebrate when you've accomplished something, like a new job or a new Twitter follower or whatever it is, whatever it may be, those are the moments to really celebrate and to bring it out And so I'd like to tell my 22-year-old self to always celebrate yourself with great friends and family and booze and just live it up, because it's worth celebrating, because you know, it's a lot of work that gets into it. And the next thing you know, you got a book in your hand, which I do. Like, it's a book. I'm looking at it. This is the book. I'm going to rifle the pages. Did you hear that?
I heard it. Sounds long.
So this, I don't know how much longer we can spam our audiences with my book, but check it out. Storiesfromthemagickingdom.com. Just buy the book, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's just support a guy that's actually doing something in life. Like that's what I'm all about, man. I want to support. I will buy this book because it's awesome to hear stories about how you went about it. This is something that you've always wanted to do. I mean, let's support people that are trying to do shit.
Adam, I need you to record a video of you buying the book.
Okay. I can do that for you. I'll do that for you.
All right, Adam, what would you tell yourself about me writing a book?
I would say to probably get in contact with Patrick well before his book release, because it's been a really long time since Patrick and I talked with each other. It seems like we've been talking forever again, but you know, it was probably like 3 or 4 years that I wasn't talking to Patrick, and it's just nice to talk to you again, my man.
Yeah. All right. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for following us. Share us is Karis, or share us and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Share
that works.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.